have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. Continuing our month of February double features that has been curated by our girlfriends, this week is Ellie's matchup of 16 Candles versus Pretty in Pink, two John Hughes, Molly Ringwald movies. So let's get into the details on these two, starting with 16 Candles. That is from what year?
1984?
Yeah, you're right, 1984.
Oh, look at me.
That is directed by John Hughes, written by John Hughes. That stars Molly Ringwald as Samantha, Anthony Michael Hall as The Geek, and Michael Schauffling as Jake. That also has John Cusack and Joan Cusack show up for small cameo roles, probably before they were big names. That is going up against Pretty in Pink from what year?
1986.
So it actually is 2 years apart.
That's wild.
That is directed by Howard Deutsch. That is written by John Hughes as well. Stars Molly Ringwald again, but this time in the role of Andy. John Cryer as Ducky. Harry Dean Stanton as Jack. Annie Potts as Iona. Andrew McCarthy as Blaine. And James Spader as Steph. So a couple bigger names in that one. Those are the two movies. I will turn it over to you to go over what they were about.
Yeah, so these are basically the same movie, except 2 years apart. In my eyes, they are. So 16 Candles, that is about Samantha, who it's her 16th birthday, but her whole family forgets that it's her birthday because her sister's getting married the next day. She likes the popular guy in school, but the nerd likes her. So it's all about her trying to impress this new guy, unless I'm thinking of the... I'm going to confuse both of these movies the entire podcast.
Yeah, I mean, they're... I don't know if he's a new guy, but...
Someone at her school that's more popular than the nerd that likes her.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the whole story.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then we have Pretty in Pink. So this one is about, I don't even know her name in this one.
Andy.
Andy, that's right. So it's about Andy, who is not so popular in school. And she usually hangs out with a girl named Iona and Ducky. And Ducky's a little odd. but Ducky has a huge crush on her. She does not look at him that way. But she meets a new guy at school named Blaine, who is one of the popular rich kids, and there seems to be a divide at that high school that the popular kids are rich, and then the kind of the outcasts are poor. So it's kind of I always thought of like Romeo and Juliet with this, like it's two different sides, very lightly like that. Two different sides, one rich and poor, and they're not meant to be together, but they kind of fall for each other.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. All right, so let's jump right into our dissection of these two movies, starting with the writing. You kind of already mentioned that they're pretty much the same movie, but let's talk about what you thought about the writing in both these.
Yeah, it's Molly Ringwald, and it's basically like a snapshot of her life. And 16 Candles is like a day in her life. It's basically her birthday and then a little bit into the next day. As for writing, there's not a lot to it. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Boring. She's a fine character. The characters are okay. Samantha is Molly Ringwald.
The geek.
Oh, yes. Anthony Michael Hall.
And Jake, the love interest.
Yeah. And I keep confusing the Pretty in Pink guys. because there's a nerd and a popular one in that one.
Interchangeable.
They basically are.
It's like John Hughes was like, this was popular. Let's just try to do it again. Let me just change the names of these characters.
It basically is. Yeah, same story. Yeah, because then Pretty in Pink is pretty much the same storyline, except she's not as popular in Pretty in Pink. So I guess the point is I didn't care for the writing. So in either of them, it's just kind of boring.
Yeah, the writing is okay. It's just kind of Brat Pack 80s, almost like Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club has a little bit more substance, but just what it's like to be a teen in high school during the 80s, pretty much. The biggest issues I have with the writing is mainly in 16 Candles. Yikes.
Oh, that's right. We discussed this.
It has... It has some racist elements to it, for sure, with a certain character. But probably the biggest issue is how rapey that movie is.
Yes.
And you heard that correct. Rapey. So the love interest, Jake, the popular guy, he has a girlfriend, and she drinks too much at her party, and he's talking to the geek, and the geek's like, oh, actually, Samantha really likes you, and the popular guy is kind of starting to notice Samantha and likes her back. And at some point in the movie, he looks at the geek, and he goes, here's my girlfriend. She's plastered. Have your way with her. And I was sitting there watching the movie like, oh, this is actually part of the writing. And that is a whole segment of the story, is how he then, being underage and not having a license, takes the popular guy's car with the drunk girlfriend passed out. Originally, I think, I don't know if he was just planning to take her home, but it does not go that way. And they pretty much play it off. The girl finally comes to her senses after having some misgivings happen to her. And they play it off where she was like, you know what? I liked it. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, this is a very bad message. And, you know, I just... That whole storyline part of that movie just didn't sit right with me, man. Like, I don't know. It wasn't like I was watching it going, wow, I really like this movie. It's really entertaining. It was uncomfortable. The jokes, I don't think, aged well. The story, for what little there is like, meh, you can have your run of the mill with any of these 80s teen movies, and I'm sure you'll probably find one that's a little bit more entertaining and funnier than 16 Candles. It just didn't do it for me. I didn't really connect with any part of that story, and the problematic stuff with it just kind of adds on to the negatives of that one for me.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Whereas Pretty in Pink, like you said, it's kind of the same story, follows the same emotions. There's a little bit of a difference with the class war at the high school where you have the rich against the poor. That one, I mean, I guess it's a little bit better because it doesn't have those same problematic elements that 16 Candles does. But at the same time, I really was disappointed with the end of that movie.
Oh, it's just like shut off like a light switch.
So, yeah, so they're moving forward with this relationship. She's kind of reserved because she doesn't want him to know that she's poor. Like, she doesn't want him to take her to her house and stuff like that. She doesn't really want to hang out with his rich friends. I don't know. Throughout the movie, they're kind of moving along this relationship between these two characters, the rich kid and Molly Ringwald. I didn't really like either character, so I didn't really care if they ended up. And yeah. then you have Ducky, who I'll talk about more in characters, but his addition to the story just kind of crowded things, and I don't really know where they were trying to go with that section of it as well. But what I really didn't like about the end, and I'm just going to spoil it because it's an older movie, was, so they're moving along with this relationship. You have one scene where they're working through their differences of being rich and poor. Blaine is saying, like, you know, don't worry about my friends. I just want to be with you and make you happy. Literally, like, 5 minutes later, he's ghosting her.
Yeah.
And I looked at Ellie because we were watching it together. I was like, did I miss something? She starts calling him on the phone. He's not calling her back. All of a sudden, he's not taking her to the prom anymore. And I don't know if there's just an element of the story missing in that part, but I just feel like it, kind of like you said, it flips a switch.
Yeah, so quick.
Real quick in the movie, and you're like, wait a second. I don't understand why these characters are acting the way that they are now.
Yeah, like that scene before he ghosted her, he was telling like, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
I don't care what my parents, I don't care what my friends.
Exactly.
We're going to be together. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah.
And no, then she's she's calling him, and you see him like looking at the phone and deciding not to pick up. And you're like, okay. And then he's like, oh, I forgot. I asked someone else to the prom. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. But then he goes to the prom alone. She shows up all sad because she got ghosted. But she's like, you know what? They're not going to have their laugh at me. I'm going to go to the prom anyway. She shows up to the prom, and Ducky's there, of course, and he's like, don't worry, I'll be your date. They walk in, and Blaine is there, and he stands up, and he's like, oh. He goes over to her. I forget what he says exactly, but he's like, I believed in you, but you didn't believe in yourself,
yeah.
Or something like that. And then they end up together, and then that's the end of the movie, and you're like, wait, I'm so confused at the path that this relationship went down, because... First you say you love her, then you ghost her, then she shows up and you're like, I always believed in you, and then they're just back together, and you're like, oh. I don't know. I wasn't happy with the ending. The movie, after watching it, I wasn't like, wow, I really enjoyed that. Nah, it was a movie. It was less problematic than 16 Candles, and in that element, it gets my point with the footnote that the writing's not actually that good. It just wins by default.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
I'm with you. I'll go Pretty in Pink. I enjoyed that one a little bit more than 16 Candles.
Yeah. Let's talk about these characters, though.
Oh, so Molly Ringwald, basically the same character in both movies.
Absolutely the same character in both movies.
So when I talk about her, it's basically for both. So she's a teenager figuring out high school. Figuring out boys, and there's a love triangle in both movies, and you have a nerd who likes her, and you have a popular guy that doesn't know if he likes her. He's still trying to figure out. He does, but he doesn't want to go against anything. I'll start with 16 Candles first. So these characters didn't annoy me as much. The love triangle didn't annoy me as much.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of enjoyed watching them. Should we talk about Long Duk Dong?
Whew.
He's an interesting mix. He's fun to watch, but
yeah.
The way he's written in is interesting.
Yeah, for sure. His character is not even, like, needed to the story or adds, like, any further comedy to that movie.
No.
It's like they just decided, they're like, how can we be racist? But, like, slide it in, like, sneakily.
Foreign exchange student. That's it.
There we go.
Do you have a vendetta against 16 Candles?
No, I don't have a vendetta against it. It just sucked, so I'm just, okay. Just being honest.
Being clear enough. Pretty in Pink characters. So these characters, Ducky is highly annoying.
Whoa, thank you.
And he's a bit stalkerish.
Super.
Yeah, riding...
Just waiting outside, like, her house, and... Yeah, what did he say? He rides his bike past her house,
like,
every day?
You're off my route now. But they set him up as a character that you're supposed to feel sorry for, because he likes Molly Ringwald, and she doesn't like him. She likes him as a friend. She doesn't like him like that. But you don't like him, because you're like, you're weird. You're weirding everybody out.
He's just so overbearing, and like... annoying to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm glad she didn't end up with you at the end, because
yes,
you are obnoxious, man. Oh my gosh. Thank you for saying that, though, because I told Ellie that I didn't like his character and he was super annoying, and she almost seemed kind of offended by it.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't be alone in this, because I don't know how anyone can watch this movie and not think that character is annoying.
He was the worst in that movie. He had that glimmer of, I don't know, at the end. When he was like, you know what? I know you don't like me. You like him. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the last 3 seconds. I had to watch him for an hour and 40 minutes being annoying.
And then he makes like eye contact with another girl and he's like, oh, all right. And then he walks over to her. It's like, oh, okay. So,
yep.
So now you're going to be annoying to that girl and be creepy around her too. All right. A lot of creepy guys in these movies, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry for anyone that had to live through the 80s.
I don't know if we're just
creepy men around.
I don't know if we're living in an age where we have more exposure to just how creepy things are, but man, watching these movies, I was like, all these guys are super creepy. You know who I did like, though?
Who?
I liked one character. I liked two characters in both movies. And those two characters are both in Pretty in Pink. It is the dad, who's kind of out of a job. Harry Dean Stanton, out of a job ever since the mom left. He's just a nice guy. I feel bad for him.
Because you kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? You kind of know what he's feeling. Because you're like, so I guess what's the backstory? His wife left him and Molly Ringwald. So seems like he's in a depression trying to get motivated, and he can't get motivated to do things. So you're like, okay, well, yeah, of course.
But he kind of hides his depression and acts like everything's all right and he's happy and whatnot. I don't know. I liked his character. I thought he at least added some emotional element to that movie.
He was trying to play both, like, the mom and the dad. Like, of Molly Ringwald, he was trying to play both.
Exactly.
The mom's gone.
Mm-hmm. As Bruce Lee says, we need emotional content. And he was the emotional content. And the other character that I actually liked in that movie was Iona. I thought she was pretty funny.
Yeah, always had different outfits and kind of eccentric.
Yeah.
Did she own the record store?
I think so, yeah.
I was confused about what her character
in relation
was
to.
In that. Yeah. I knew she was a friend, but I didn't know, like, how did they meet? How did they?
Right.
Could you kind of just jump in?
Yeah, I liked her character. I thought she was probably the funniest out of all the characters. And I don't think she meant to be half the time, but I just found her amusing. So, by default, again, I'll give my point to Pretty in Pink, just because I don't think there's any character that I liked in 16 Candles. You have Molly Ringwald playing the same character. The love interest is kind of creepy by just passing off as a girlfriend. The geek is also obnoxious as Ducky.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's more obnoxious, though. I think it might be Ducky, but it actually might be the geek in 16 Candles. They're interchangeable. It's like the same character.
For sure. In Pretty in Pink, I thought it was funny that I was like, that guy looks like and talks like Robert California from The Office. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. It totally is.
Mm-hmm.
It's typecast. Is that, maybe that's his role, is to be, he talks the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Pretty in Pink gets my point.
Hey, just for that.
Just for that.
They got Robert California. All right, next category, music.
Do you know what I'm gonna pick?
I don't know what you're gonna pick.
Really?
Yeah.
In Pretty in Pink, there is a song named Rudy. That gets my point right now. It took me less than a minute. I picked it.
You know what? I'll just match with you, because I was...
You're going to piggyback?
I was going to call it a wash anyway, because it's practically the same movie. It's like the same soundtrack. Like, I didn't recognize any big differences between... They're both just kind of soundtrack movies, not really a...
For sure.
A score element to them, so... Yeah, I'll just agree with you. You swayed me enough.
Just by saying, yep, the song's name is... I looked it up, I was like, did they just say Rudy? Also, isn't there a character in Pretty in Pink? No.
In
16 Candles named Rudy? 16 Candles.
16 Candles, yeah. That's the guy the sister's getting married to.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of a jerk, but...
Was he your favorite character?
No, because he was a jerk. I was like, it's evil Rudy. But what were we talking about? Music, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink.
Nice.
That was a quick one.
I don't even think I remember any of the songs in either one. I feel like it was typical 80s.
Synthesizers.
Jargon, yeah.
Mm. 80s jargon.
I It wasn't bad. Like, 80s soundtracks are usually pretty good, but I feel like these two, nothing stood out where I was like, oh, wow, I love this song. Oh, Pretty in Pink also has that scene with Otis Redding. Well, the Otis Redding song where Ducky walks into the record store and does this whole little dance and...
Oh, the weird musical number.
Lip sync, yeah. I love that song. So, you know what? Pretty in Pink. You didn't have to sway me. I'll give it to Pretty in Pink just for that that song. Not that scene, but that song specifically.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I do like in that scene, though, when he does that, Iona and Andy both look very confused at what's happening.
Like just, the rest of us?
Yeah, just like the viewer of the movie, where you're like, why is he doing this? Why is this guy this obnoxious? Are we both three for Pretty in Pink right now?
I think so, yeah.
What did you think about the tech in these two movies?
Tech. The first thing I noticed was in Pretty in Pink, I was like, why is everything so pink in this movie? And then I was like, oh, wait, the name of the movie is Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they meant to do that. I know the dress she wears at the end is pink.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what they were going for, but I felt like all the walls were pink. I feel like, unless that was the 80s. Was there a lot of
probably
pink in the 80s?
Probably.
Someone from that was alive in the 80s, comment.
Yeah.
And tell us if there was a lot of pink, please.
And was
that
it
was the tech. it was a little pale. Pale pink.
That was the only tech you noticed in both these movies? I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Both had party scenes.
Yeah.
These are like, just, he didn't really think outside the box for his second movie.
No. I think there was more quick cuts in 16 Candles because you were kind of hopping around. It wasn't terribly hard to follow, though. I'm just being overly negative now just because I feel like it with this specific movie. I just didn't like it, man. I just didn't like it. Pretty in Pink. The only thing I'll say is, I guess, with the costumes kind of stood out a little bit more, even though the dress she made at the end was an interesting choice. She took, like, two dresses and patched them together to make some weird-looking dress, man. That was...
She should have just kept the one her dad got her.
Yeah, man. I don't know why she decided to... Well, then she took the one from Iona. She's like, you said if I wanted your prom dress, I could have it. I want it.
Yeah.
And then she just cuts it to shreds to make a new dress. I was like, damn. Hopefully she didn't want that back because you just decimated it.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, she cuts these two dresses up and makes one herself to show her personality. Oof.
It's fine.
Oof.
It's fine.
I don't know, man. That dress was pretty wacky. But it was the 80s, so maybe it was fashionable for that time. Yeah, tech. I honestly was going to give this one a wash, too. Like, they're practically the same movie. I can't even think of anything that... one would stand out apart from the other. Like, they are that similar in how they're made. So, I'm going to give it a wash in tech.
Pretty in Pink.
Just because. Yeah, you know what? You swayed me. Pretty in Pink. Yeah, forget 16 Candles. All right. Which movie did you enjoy more?
Well, if you couldn't tell, Clean Sweep. I honestly didn't really enjoy either of these. So... they're not getting added to the Blu-ray collection.
Mm. They're not getting a Rudy Seal of Excellence?
No. They weren't the worst thing I've ever watched either, though.
Yeah.
But I would much rather spend my time watching other things. But if I had to pick one, it would certainly be Pretty in Pink. Even though I hated Ducky.
Ducky, yeah. I think I'm going to give a long-coveted title of Trash Movie to...
Oh,
16 Candles.
Okay. That's in the trash.
It's a trash movie. Put it in the trash. Don't watch it. If you like this movie, please tell me why, because apart from some of the comedy elements, I guess some of it's funny. Maybe. I say that very resiliently. Just there's nothing you get from it. I didn't find it entertaining enough to justify all of the bad humor, the uncomfortable positions, the annoying characters. Just seemed like every box that you could check in the wrong category, 16 Candles checked for me.
Hmm.
J- just didn't like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink. Pretty in Pink is an okay movie. I don't think that one's a trash movie. I just didn't like the end.
Oh, yeah, the ending sucked.
If it wasn't for the end, I'd probably give it a okay movie. It was fine. It was a decent movie. But because of that end, I'm kind of putting it more towards the I didn't really like it. Probably one I wouldn't watch again, even if Ellie tried to make me watch it. I'd say, you have fun. You have fun, darling. I don't know. It didn't do anything for me either. Sure. But it wasn't as bad as 16 Candles. That one gets a trash designation. Throw it in the trash!
Are you glad this week is over?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad this week is over.
Sorry, Ellie. Thanks for the picks.
Yeah. She did it on purpose, though.
Ugh.
Well, she likes Pretty in Pink. She does not like 16 Candles, but she was like, you're gonna suffer through it like I did. And I was like, why? Why would you do this to me?
That's an hour and a half you could have watched something. Something else.
I will say that is the positive thing about both of these movies is that they were both fairly quick movies to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they were, well, even though 16 Candles was bad and Pretty in Pink was all right, they didn't really drag on too much. Like, they seemed like they flowed relatively quickly, so.
Yeah. I don't know about next week, though.
Back to Cass.
I'm going to mispronounce this. Is it Sweet Francaise?
You're asking me? I don't speak French.
Is it French? I don't know either. I think it's a French movie, so we'll see. And then Marie Antoinette. They don't really have anything to do with each other, except they're both take place in France. So,
again, I haven't seen either of these movies, so. She had a pretty good matchup last week. Can she maintain it going into this next week?
Let's find out.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.